Knives, machetes, saws, and shears. Multi-tools, shovels, swords, axes, spears, hatchets, and tomahawks. If it cuts, snips, slices, or chops, Midway USA has it. Find great gift ideas in our huge selection of pocket knives and other everyday carry folding knives. Make a statement or create a family legacy with one of our top-of-the-line hunting knives. We've got a great selection of manual and electric sharpeners, too. For just about everything for the outdoors, check out MidwayUSA.com. Midway USA brand product designers have one straightforward goal: develop high-quality, technically sound products and deliver them to customers at reasonable prices. If you are immersed in the shooting sports industry and pay close attention to every single detail, you know our products are built right and stand up to everyday use. Who has shooting mats and range bag systems to hunting clothing and just about everything for the outdoors? Log on and shop 24/7 with super fast shipping. MidwayUSA.com.
Welcome back for another OG Show Live. Mr. Randall, how you doing?
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Reel Down.
Welcome back to another episode of Bass Fishing for News.
Hi, boys and girls. Welcome to, once again, Bass Kayak Appears.
Brother, this is the final cast.
Another segment of Chasing the Tide, your saltwater connection on the Paladin.
Welcome back, everyone. Another episode of Feather and Fur, your host,
Randall. Welcome back to the Mindset Podcast. I'm your host, Crystal.
Hey, welcome back to Off the Water.
This is Q here with Adventures of Outdoor Woman Podcast.
Hey, guys. Welcome to the Rusty Hook Kayak Fishing Podcast.
We're brought to you by Pelican Built Tough. For all situations, go to pelican.com. Eastport Marina on the beautiful shores of Dale Hollow Lake. For all your lodging, kayaking, go to eastport.info. Yak Gadget. For all your fine kayak fishing accessory needs, go to yakgadget.com.
Hey, what is up? What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another edition of Chasing the Tide, your saltwater connection on the Paladin Fin Podcast Network. I'm your host, Dustin Nichols. Tonight, we got my tournament partner and Jackson Kayak teammate, Mike Fiorenza, in the house tonight. What's going on, Mike?
What's happening?
You know, it's going to be a quick one. You know, it's the evening before Thanksgiving, you know, hanging out. Been on us, both of us are on the smoker a little bit today.
Yeah.
No doubt. And the weather's been kind of weird this week. I had been off the water since the weekend we were filming. We had a little Jackson Kayak fun tour come through. Jameson Redding was in Texas. Started off at TG Canoe and Kayak, and while there we were able to we unveiled the new Coosa X. We got to spend some time on the rivers around San Marcos and it. And then we skedaddled on down to FTU, Fishing Tackle Unlimited. And I got in on some redfish action for a couple of days. Had a tournament in between with the Heroes on the Water event from the Saltwater Survivor Series. Guys, Daniel Hayes, Tony Keel. Daniel is also a JK teammate. We got to get out and film with them. They got on the water with us Sunday and Sunday. Caught a few fish here and there. It's just tough. The weather played a big factor that weekend. Every day we were there. And then y'all hightailed it over to Point of Shanes and had a meet and greet at Pack and Paddle in Lafayette. And then spent some time fishing down there at Pack and caught a few fish down there too, despite the weather. You know, we did battle the weather, but man, we had a good time for sure.
It was busy. I mean, it was really busy. It's just nonstop. It started Thursday night. We fished Friday, right? So everybody was out early Friday, and then real early Saturday to fish the tournament, and then early again on Sunday to go fish.
Well, yeah, started Tuesday. I mean, I was there Tuesday in San Marcos.
That's right, San Marcos.
I left there San Marcos. And came back and went to work and worked Tuesday night. Then I slept. Wednesday, then Thursday, Wednesday I worked, and then Thursday there was stuff going on, and then Friday we had we filmed some, and then straight back into prep and get ready for tournament mode and get up and early and battle 30 mile an hour winds in a tournament, and No water anywhere, and it was fun, you know. And then Sunday, do it all over again, and then you get a few days break, and then you were back over to pack. You know, fortunately, I had to work, but you know, let's get a little rundown of what you know, what all we been having going on. You know, we had that you know, we filmed on that Friday. We went to an undisclosed location. And man, we came into this one little back lake area, and we were on schools like right away.
Immediately, yeah.
You know, and we did have some. We had some people. You know, Jacob Penny is one of our team guys, tech guys. He works with his dad, Richard. Richard's our territory sales manager for Jackson here in the South region. You know, Jake had yet to catch a redfish.
That's right. It was his first redfish.
It was his first one. And he did end up getting one that day, but we were on schools right away. And we were like, Jake, right there. I was like, right there with him. I was like, throw right here. 11 o'clock, about 40 yards. And he was missing them. I was like, yeah, unless you got to see it a few more times, you know, your first time out there, you're kind of not really
red knowing what to look for. Under a school, red fever.
And I was like, Jake. Right here. And I was like, that's where they're at right there. Watch him. You know, and you know, he did end up catching a few that day, and he caught one again the next day. And then they actually got on the water Sunday evening after I left.
That's right.
They went up on the drone and found some lights on the canal there off
the end of the rental house. On the Airbnb, they sent the drone up, found the lights, and then went out there and caught fish,
which was cool because they got to actually see it, you know. But yeah, it was cool getting to see them experience that, you know, when they haven't had a chance to quite get out on the yak and chase the redfish. You know, we're glad we got some footage of that, and you know, had a good time, even though the tournament was blowing and going, and there was hardly no water. I'm telling you, the first drain we pulled up on, we caught fish right out of there. They weren't the right size; they were lower slot fish, but you know, we had two keepers within the first, you know, hour 30
minutes
30 45 minutes. We had two, you know, 22 23, you know, wasn't great, but some other people found the fish. You know, there's some solid weights that came in, you know. So yeah, it was good times. You know, we hung out, we ate a couple good meals here and there, and cooked some dinner at the house that Saturday night, thanks to the Chopping Block for hooking up some and some awesome boudin and some wagyu cowboy sausage and some little quail breast, and whipped up some corn souffle, some red beans and rice. And yeah, it was going on, man. We had a good little spread there.
So, it was good.
Good time.
Next morning was cold.
It was pretty cold.
Oh man.
We almost supposed to lay down, but it was blowing 20 plus again. And we still caught some fish. You know, there was quite a bit of school stacked up outside of the some drains there. We were targeted. Mm-hmm. And worked out pretty good. You know, still got some stuff on camera, and you know, but I was all like, man, it's like big trout time for me. So I was hoping, if I could have been on the water this morning, dude. Oh. Yeah, I wanted to fish real bad. My truck went in the shop this morning, got the leveling kit put on and got hitch receiver and stuff added and all that. So we all got all that. The truck's lined out now. We're just waiting on that design to come through on for the new wrap. See. What's gonna happen with that?
But
we've been running and gunning, man. Talk to us a little bit about Point of Shane. How was that fishery, especially after the storm last year? It seemed like a lot of the grass is gone.
So yeah, there's no grass. Like if you look at the entire pack area on Google Maps or Apple Maps or Bing Maps, you'll see grass everywhere. And I'll tell you right now, there's none there. It's just straight up mud. When the hurricane came through, it uprooted everything. It cleaned it all out, and there's just nothing there. It took a little while to find them.
Yeah.
Really, I had come around a turn, and the first bait I had seen in the first 45 minutes flipping off the surface, our underhand roll cast in, and hooked up with the first redfish. It was
blind cast and not at bait, right?
Just it was chase the bait, right?
Yeah, chase the bait type of day. Yeah.
And, And then as the tide was dropping out, we ended up back in a marsh section farther back, and there were crawlers everywhere, backs out of the water. I mean, there's video of me from – I videoed with the phone. So if you watch my GoPro going on, there's video of me stopping, like getting my foot out of the kayak in the mud, getting my phone out and filming the redfish crawling, putting the phone away, picking up the rod and under – and jacking them.
Wow.
You know, and it's funny because they were all over the place for about an hour, hour and a half, crawling everywhere.
Yeah.
And it was just on. We caught fish all over the place. The next morning was an entirely different story. That wind was humming.
Yeah, it actually was supposed to lay down, but it came on up still. Had a little frontal pass, a little drizzle.
First day would have been the first day if it wasn't so overcast that we could have seen, we could have done more sight fishing.
It would have been
epic. But the second day we had the sunlight to do sight fishing, but it was sustained 20 to 25.
Oh yeah.
Just humming. So, but it's a cool place. That's a cool area to fish. I've never fished there before. But you know, it's the same. You fish the condition. You fish where you're fishing. You know what I mean? So.
Fishing like a local isn't just about catching fish. It's about connecting with the environment and the people who call it home. It's about hearing the stories and traditions that have been passed down for generations and sharing unforgettable moments with the people you meet along the way. Fishing like a local is having an experience that stays with you forever. And with Fishing Booker, you can experience it too, no matter where you are. Discover your next adventure on Fishing Booker.
At Midway USA, we know the AR-15 is one of the most popular rifles in modern American history. Known for its modularity and widespread use, it's often considered essential to any gun collection. The essential things you need to run an AR-15 are usually always in stock during shortages, things like magazines and 5.56 ammo. Whether you're looking to buy a new AR-15 or buy parts for your modern sporting rifle, log on and for just about everything for the outdoors, shop MidwayUSA.com.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was a pretty good little haul, all that running around we did. San Marcos back to Freeport, back to fish some of my local waters for the tournament, and then back to San Leon for the way in, then back to Freeport, and then back home, and then to pack.
Out to Louisiana.
Yeah, it's pretty busy week there.
Racked up the miles. I racked up the miles.
Well, it doesn't go unnoticed, man. That's all I know.
But it was a good time. I mean, it was really a good time. TG?
Yeah.
Is an awesome shop. Those guys are absolutely awesome up there. San Marcos area, that shop is awesome. FTU. Yep. Obviously, FTU is local to me.
Yeah, in a lot of support. You know, we have two Jackson, Dwayne and Michael Hayes are brothers, and they're also on the FTU pro staff. So we got some Jackson support there.
There's good support there.
And then Pack and Paddle is a rad shop.
Yeah. Is an insanely cool shop. I mean, you walk in the front door, you're like, whoa. Right. So if you're in Lafayette or driving anywhere near to Lafayette, Louisiana,
make a detour.
You need to swing in and you need to detour and swing in the Pack and Paddle.
They got a lot of stuff going on. Not only just kayak fishing, but trail hiking, camping, canoe camping, tours and all kind of good stuff.
What I thought was really cool is they have a kayak fishing club.
Yeah.
That meets there as well. And they had come out for the fun tour.
For the little fun tour meet and greet.
And I mean, the knowledge and getting to talk to everybody out there and seeing that much interest based out of a shop was really cool. It was really cool to see how that culture is expanding and growing, and that fishing community is just blossoming out of the kayak industry over there.
Oh, I know. It's cool to see all that, see the growth and everything, and see where we're going. You know, that design on that new boat, that Coosa X, man, it's freaking bulletproof on that deck, man. That new scupper design with the ridges.
I love it.
The
just the layout of that boat is the layout of that boat's killer. It's got the same hatch that's on the NAR, and then you do have a two rod tubes on either side. Two tubes.
So and, I will say, the first time I saw it when we were out in San Marcos, and I looked at the boat, and we had gotten it off of the trailer, and was sitting there, and I'm looking at the boat, and I'm going, man, this would be a killer fly fishing platform. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's an absolutely killer fly fishing platform.
Oh yeah.
You know, it's not a long boat. I'm going to run it with a motor, right? To be entirely honest, I'll run it with a motor, but I'm going to rig it up as fly fishing. I'm already going through the motions going, okay, what do I need to do to rig? What do I need to do? This, I'm going to focus more, I'm going to focus a little bit more on fly fishing in 2023. And that's the platform I'm going to use with the U-Pick as the secondary, right? And Chris Funk came out with that awesome, awesome video.
Yeah.
With rigging it up for fly fishing and setting it all up. And I'm like, this is perfect, right? So even though it's a river boat, I think it's got some really good attributes for inshore fly fishing. And for some really skinny water, because the mobility on that thing, one paddle stroke will turn that thing like 120 degrees, right?
Oh yeah.
I mean, if you think about that while you're standing and casting a fly, you know, instead of having to really work hard, that one stroke will get you back in position and you're back at it. So I'm looking forward to having that platform.
Thanks, killer. Yeah. And if you saw one of his other recent videos, he posted, weight capacity demonstration. And he had,
yes,
counting himself and the weights he had 525 pounds on that boat, and it was just barely starting to come in the back scuppers, none in the front scuppers. Weight capacity on that's pretty dang crazy. They got lots of volume in that boat, and it rides high on the water and line. Yeah,
it's got the scupper, it's got the transducer scupper with the cover, the same cover that's in the NAR. Mm-hmm. So you can put the full 3-in-1 side scan transducers in there and have it protected on river, on, you know, wherever you're going.
Yeah, I'm really digging that setup. And if those that be and you know, for the fishing team from Jackson, if we have a little, you know, influence here and there, you know, that was a Team JK design boat, just like the NAR. I'd love to see that layout inputted into a bigger boat, say like 12-8, 12-10. You know, with the flat deck up front, you know, bow mount, torpedo ready with the kickouts ready to go, the tri-track all the way down, the hatch, the rod tubes, and just a little lower gunnel, and then that open deck in the back and the front. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's, that'd be the Marsh dream machine right there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Wishful thinking.
we're gonna keep pushing for it,
you know. You know, something similar to that, just a little wider through the back end, you know. But the old the CUDA HD layout was pretty killer for what it was. But if we could implement something like that layout with the in-hole rods towards behind, you know, down the side of the gunnels and all that, and I think that'd be pretty neat.
Oh yeah.
Because that little CUSA X is something else. It's a great little boat. Definitely. We're very maneuverable. It was pretty dang killer. Pretty killer to get in it and you get to see it before everyone, you know.
Yeah.
Same thing like last year filming in the NAR before, you know, filming for the first season of Road Trip Angler. And that's what we had some of that going on this trip. We're filming for filming for an upcoming season and had some stuff going on with that. And for those of you don't know, you know, go check it out. Road Trip Angler. All four of last season's episodes are up on YouTube. Road Trip Angler. Look it up. Some great episodes in there from Texas, some Oklahoma, Tennessee, and up around Delaware. You know, visit dealers, have some good times with dealers, lots of tips and some shenanigans thrown in there because, you know, Team JK, we like to have fun.
Sure.
So looking forward to, you know, next season and shows we'll have with them next season, and then the fun tours we'll have a couple, some more stops coming up on that for the fishing fun tour, and we're excited to be getting out there and traveling and visiting everybody
you know.
It's a good it's a good platform. It's a really good platform. You know, last year when they're filming the first episode and we went out fishing, you know, it was always my big joke. We sat on pictures of the NAR, we sat on pictures of the drive, and we sat on But the fact is they were out there getting abused before they were released, right?
Right.
And it's awesome to see how it comes along. It'll be awesome to see how season two comes along. You know, there's other stuff in the those videos that's coming, right?
Yeah.
And other gear that's coming, and there's a very bright future with Jackson, and I like this format. But I will tell you that, you know, you and I going out and fishing, or us going out and fishing and filming, right, with the GoPros or this or that, it's one thing. But having a guy with a camera. In a kayak next to you,
with the motor, and
is an entirely different thing. It's hard to fish like that.
Well, the whole thing is getting the camera guys up early enough to get them on the water. Actually, we pulled that off. We pulled it off.
Yeah,
we did pull it off.
So I will tell you, Alex is really good on that kayak. He was in the take too, right?
Yeah.
So you got a camera guy with a full camera, a backup camera, batteries, everything else, and he's managing two mic'd up anglers, GoPros, multiple cameras, trying to get shots, trying to get B-roll, trying to do this, trying to do that. And, you know, it's funny because you were so used to doing stuff.
Nature.
You know, we got a school coming right at me. And this school is coming down the bank, and it's about 3.5-4 feet wide. And it's just a school of redfish crushing bait coming down the grass line, right on the edge of the grass line on the bank. And I kind of look back at Alex and I'm like, are you ready? Because I can't even get you into position. If I tried to tell you where to go and this and that, we're going to bump shell. We're going to do this and we're going to spook this school and it's going to be all over. Yeah. So are you ready?
You know, roll that.
Let's go. Redfish footage. That's right. So it was an experience learning how to.
Hunting boots are a critical component of any successful hunt. Whether walking a short distance to your blind or trudging miles through rugged terrain, your feet are carrying the load. Without the right boots, you could give up early and lose out on that trophy just over the ridge. At Midway USA, we make selecting boots for your next hunt easier. With just a few clicks of a mouse, you can decide on what's important, like waterproofing, insulation, size, width, and savings. For just about everything for shooting, hunting, and the outdoors, check out MidwayUSA.com.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I mean, you got to give Jameson credit, and you got to give Jim credit, and Chad credit, and everybody that's done this with the crews on kayak, you got to give them credit. It's a different way of managing boat position, time, fishing, everything else to get the content.
Oh, yeah.
Versus
the
tournament
where
fishing,
we have to go jumping trees that are blocking the water where you're running with the motor.
Three of us.
God
three
for
of
the
us,
1103 yeah. freaking That's jump right. right over it with the rock guard. Bam, right. bam. Yep. And freaking jump and right over that tree.
Well, you know, we had to move the tree first time.
Yeah, we moved it the first time, and then it drifted to the outgoing side, and it blocked it again. So the way it was dumping over it was kind of stacked up where you could ride right over it and your kill.
Shot right over
and,
that thing.
You know, just slingshot right over it with the motor, you know, get enough speed with the 403, and it kicked up, and it was good to go.
Yep.
Pretty neat.
Yep. And there was a lot of cheering when I first went over it.
Oh, yeah. You're right. Had a drone up and everything, too. Hopefully you got it.
That's all cool stuff, though. That, you know what I mean? A little bit of higher adventure kayaking, a little bit of having a good time, and really, that's the stuff that's why we do this stuff, right?
Oh, yeah, just the experience.
If it was the same stuff over and over, it'd be boring. We wouldn't be doing it much anymore. So,
for sure, you know. Oh man, yeah. Like I said earlier, you know, we started out. This will be a kind of a short show. Mike's got to jump off and got some family in town. You know, my daughter's down. We had dinner earlier. And, you know, we have some stuff going on Thanksgiving Day. So they have to get up to her boyfriend's parents. So that we just celebrated it just today. You know, that's got awesome. a little cooker going and all that. Lots of side dishes and some dessert. I'm about to partake in some dessert here in a minute. But yeah, just, you know, for those of you that haven't, you know, seen or heard about Roach or Penguin, go check it out. Go give it a look on YouTube. Follow Jameson Redding Fishing on Instagram. Jameson is the host for the show. He's also our brand, fishing brand manager for Jackson. And, he does a lot for us there on that side of the thing there, you know, and hopefully we'll get Jameson on here pretty soon. We'll talk about the upcoming season and stuff and the, kind of some behind the scenes stuff from Jackson and see what's going on. We'll have him on soon. Got some other news coming soon. I can't quite release that yet, but next podcast, hopefully we'll have some more news coming down the pipes and, you know, hopefully tournament season kicking back up. There's a couple tournaments coming up. I know Venture Kayak Outfitters and Hitchcock there, the Burrs. Have their Toys for Tots events. Southeast Texas Kayak Bass League's got one coming up on the December the 10th on Fayette. Their big bass event there before everything kicks off again in January. So I don't know if I'm going to make that one. That's the day after my birthday. I think me and the wife are going to be somewhere. But I'm bummed to miss that. But, yeah, that's the couple events coming this way. You'll be finding me chasing some trout here, hopefully, the next few days if I can get on the water, if the weather's not too bad, before I go back to work. Now the truck's back operational. Got that rolling. And, you know, just back to the grind.
Yep. Holiday season, it's going to be real busy.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be pretty pretty busy coming up, you know. Yep. For y'all, of everybody out there that doesn't follow Mike, go give him a follow. Instagram, Mad Fiorenza, MadFiorenza, or at Shallow Works, SHALLOWWORX, Shallow Works. Yep. Yeah, check him out. You know, give him a follow. Just, you know, we wouldn't be where we're at without the listeners, so we're thankful for y'all. Absolutely. Thankful for the fish in the water. The boats being provided and made by Jackson and, you know, our family letting us partake in this sport and be gone all the time.
That's the big one.
I'm really thankful for that, for sure. Yeah. And friendships and fellowship that we have in this is, you know, it's a big plus of why we all do this. Not to mention having fun catching fish, but the friendships we forge and the fellowship with everyone is definitely a big part of the kayak fishing industry and groups where we enjoy being around, you know. So, and that's always fun when we're filming or have something going on with the Jackson team. We're always, you know, cooking some food, hanging out, you know, pop a couple tops and pick on each other a little bit, have a little fun. You know, that's what it's all about, man. It's all about that right there. You know, you can't beat that. You can't beat that connection like that, man. It just makes it tough. But yeah,
absolutely. I mean,
you got anything else to add, Mike? What anything else coming up or anything going on?
No, I'm looking forward to some really skinny water red fishing. I'm looking forward to getting dragging into some back lakes. And it's about time for a couple of my favorite spots on the Texas coast to have next to no water, so that means nobody else is out there, and really go beat on some redfish. So, and I know you're gearing up for trout. So,
yeah, I'm ready. I mean, I've got some redfish holes too, but I'm about to switch gears and really focus on the trophy trout. I've already lost a couple pretty good ones this starting out the last few weeks, leading up to the week before we started filming. I've caught some solid ones, but I've lost a couple of toads, man. They're haunting me right now. I'm gonna get one up, bring one to hand here pretty soon. Yeah. But should have a couple of articles coming out.
Yep.
Newest issue of Saltwater Angler also. Oh.
what else down the pipes? Just
keep got another blog, JK, you know, blog coming up.
Follow up on the JK blogs. We have some tips and stuff coming up on YouTube and all that with them also. Like I said, we appreciate y'all. You know, thanks for watching us. You know, thanks for watching Chasing the Tide and listening to the podcast. Why, if you're watching on YouTube or you're watching on Facebook, appreciate it. Thanks for following us and sharing in our adventures. You know, that's what we're here for. You know, send us a message. There is a Chasing the Tide Facebook page. Drop a message if you have somebody in mind you want to see as a guest or something. I will say we got some cool stuff in the works. Couple of guests lined up for the new year. That should be some cool stuff coming down the pipes. I mean, we are busy. I apologize for not getting an episode out the last stretch, but you know, things happen, things get busy. So you got to just roll with it. So that's why I asked Mike on tonight. You know, we're both busy, but we had, you know, 30 minutes or so to jump on and talk a little bit about what's been going on. And we hope to, you know, have one more episode before the end of the year. And then kick off 23 with the bang and start out. Got some traveling in store. Hopefully heading to Kissimmee for the KBF event over there. And kicking off with some Redfish events and get that ball rolling. Looks like 23 is going to be a good year. Absolutely. How about that new color, that Playa? Ooh.
Love it. Love it.
All of my boots are going to be in that color right there.
Yeah.
Yellow jacket. I was like, look at that. Yeah, the Kusa X does have a limited run of yellow jacket. Yellow, white, and black. Pretty dang killer combo.
The Playa is an excellent color. I'm gonna be happy
against the marsh grass.
I'm gonna be happy to be in a blue boat again. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I'm gonna be happy to have some blue and some tan and black and little. It definitely pops in the marsh. It does. Yeah. It's going to look great in some pictures and all that. And I'll be excited to start getting some content in that here coming up. Hopefully I'll go and get mine here pretty soon.
Absolutely.
Well, word, brother. Well, we appreciate you coming on, Mike. Y'all go and enjoy some time. I know you got some family in town too. Yeah. So appreciate you taking the time to jump on real quick. And we'll catch you on the flip side, brother.
You got it, man.
I'll wrap it up from here. But, yeah, thanks for joining us, man. Go get your dinner on. All right, brother.
Thanks, man.
10-4. All right. All right, everybody. We're just wrapping up this little short edition of Chasing the Tide. You know, just a little update from the field, as you say. You know, we had a good time filming and chasing some redfish there with Jameson and the crew there from Jackson. So, you know, be looking forward to be on the lookout for that coming up next year, and keep up with our YouTube channel, Road Trip Angler, and we'll see y'all next time. We are out. Chasing the Tide is done. Catch y'all on the flip side.
Thanks for tuning in to another killer episode here on Paddle and Fin. Be sure to drop a 5-star rating, a thumbs up, or smash that subscribe button on any platform you're listening in on. Be sure to check us out on Waypoint TV, waypointtv.com. Make sure you sign up for the Fantasy Kayak Fishing League at paddleandfin.com/fantasy. You could support this show through Patreon, patreon.com/paddleandfin. Don't forget to check out the website, paddleandfin.com. Catch us on YouTube. If you got a question, comment, or want to see a future guest on the show, be sure to email us at paddleandfin@gmail.com. Shout out to our show supporters, Yak Gadget. You can check out all the fine kayak accessories at yakgadget.com. Pelican Professional. For all your cases, coolers, and lighting needs, go to pelican.com. Rocktown Adventures. Your Midwest premier paddle sports destination, go to rocktownadventures.com. Eastport Marina, the beautiful destination on Dale Hollow Lake. If you're looking for lodging, kayaks, kayak accessories, or anything fishing related on the beautiful Dale Hollow Lake, go to eastport.info. And Jigmasters Jigs, when in doubt, get the jig out. Go to jigmasters.com and fill your tackle boxes today.